We're back here to the Neil Haley Show on the Total Celebrity segment. I'm excited to welcome the program, John Irwin of America and Underdog. John, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm great. It's good to talk about this movie. We've been working on it for a long time and inspired by it at every step of the way. So I'm glad to finally talk about it.
Yeah, see, here's the interesting thing when you talk about the whole process of this story. As I remember, because I was a huge Rams fan when I got to see this whole story unfold, is we're going to learn the backstory of Kurt Warner and Brenda Warner, but we're also going to learn specifically how Kurt never gave up. And how did this project start? Tell us how it started out.
Well, we just love inspirational true stories, you know, movies like I Can Only Imagine. And, you know, what do they say? A filmmaker finds their story and just tells it over and over again. For us, just stories that inspire, that are true, you know, are inspiring to me. And I love Kurt and Brenda Warner, love the story. I think it's the story that so many of us know, of going from bagging groceries to, you know, to being the MVP of the Super Bowl and the MVP of the league. It's just an unbelievable story of never giving up on your dreams. And so just fell in love with the story and really got to know them. And I remember we did an interview with them at their house, and we just knew we have to tell this story. And it's cool to see the timing of all this. I mean, it's always, to me, it's always been about, it's not about us. It's about the people watching the movie, the experience they're having with the movie. And this movie has always been, to me, about the dreams of the audience. It's about rekindling your own dreams. It's about saying, hey, you know what? If he can do it, maybe I can do it. And if they can stay together, maybe we can stay together, and things like that. So it's just really inspirational at a time. I think we need to be reminded of our own dreams and of the possibility of our own dreams if we just never quit. So the cool thing is, a lot of people know in generalities the Kurt Warner story, but they just don't know the details of it. And it's emotional. It's a movie that'll make you laugh and cry. You don't have to love football to love the movie, but we certainly immerse you in the game in a really spectacular way. And it's just an inspirational story to me. And those are the stories that we love to tell and that we look for. And I'm just honored that Kurt and Brenda would let us tell their story.
I absolutely do as well. And I think it's the power of someone staying behind their man, being there for him through those challenges as he went and was again with her, helping her through her challenges. So it's such a great couple to show that through adversity, still success can come, and success beyond belief, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think to me that was, you know, a film comes down to a question for me. And I just had this question of like, where are champions born? And the cool thing is, you know, Kurt Warner became a champion off the field. He had the arm of a champion, but he didn't have the heart of a champion. And he gained the heart of a champion in his relationship with Brenda and his relationship with her son, Zach, who's disabled, who's legally blind, and just the spirit of this kid and this woman and their optimism and their belief in each other and in life, and it just, her faith, it all just rubbed off on him. And so that love story and that family story is what created the champion that we know as Kurt Warner. And so it's one of those things that you'll experience in the theater. It's as great of a love story as it is a sports movie. And those moments are among my favorite in the film.
How challenging was it to cast the two main characters? Was that to make them, especially when I'm looking at them, they definitely, it's really well done that they look very alike.
To me, we had gotten to know Zach Levi, which, by the way, talk about an unfair level of talent. Like, when you can anchor a TV show like Chuck, you can be Flynn Rider in Disney's Tangled, you can succeed on Broadway, you can have a franchise like Shazam, and you can be a superhero and you can play football. Like, these are just, it's an unfair level of talent. And yet we just felt like there was nobody better to play Kurt Warner than Zach. And we had gotten to know him over the years, had not done a movie together. He looks like Kurt, he acts like Kurt. In many ways, they're just so similar, and they became great friends throughout the movie. And then to add, an Academy Award winner in Anna Paquin, who just is so much like Brenda. I remember the first time we talked to Anna Paquin, I'm like, I feel like I just had a conversation with Brenda Warner, that same sort of zest and passion and energy for life and just completely authentic as a person. And then to bring back Dennis Quaid, who, you know, we had great success with I Can Only Imagine. He was also in one of the producers of the film, Mark Shardy. His first movie was The Rookie, and Dennis Quaid was in that as well. So it was sort of a homecoming for Dennis Quaid. And it's just this incredible cast, and they do an incredible job. And you're right. I don't think with Zach and Anna, I don't think that they're are two better people on earth to play these roles. I just think that they're roles that they were born to play, and their chemistry is amazing, and their performance is amazing. And I'm very, very proud of what they did. And we love it. And I think the audience is really going to love it as well.
When you put together such an all-star cast and put together such a great story, what do you think especially is needed that's going to make people want to go to the film on Christmas, when the Christmas release? What do you think is going to give them that to want to see that story? Especially how many years ago I interviewed Kurt. Kurt was on my show for Based on His Foundation at one point in time, but I have not gotten to really see what's going on. He's doing so many tremendous things on it. Off, especially when he's still involved in the NFL all the time, doing great color commentating and very, very busy. But he's also working so hard on his foundation.
He does. He's just one of those great people. He and Brenda are just fantastic. And I think, you know, what I look for at Christmas is just something that I can see with my entire family. And those things are so rare, you know. The ability to escape to the big screen and watch something that can make the entire family laugh and cry and cheer together. That's why, you know, the tagline of the film is "No one wins alone." And so what we wanted to create is a cinematic experience that gives you everything you'd love from a movie, but that the whole family can watch together. And that was very important to us. And so, and the other thing is, we just want to immerse you in the game of football. My brother and I started as cameramen for ESPN. I was 15 when I did my first game for ESPN, and we filmed for 10 years, we filmed football. And so we wanted to give you this immersive experience into the game, where when he finally steps onto that field in that Rams uniform, and you've been with this family the whole way at every step of this dream being completely impossible. We wanted to just really use the craft of film to immerse you into the game. And so it's football as you haven't seen it before. It's meant for the big screen. It's exciting, but it's also emotional. And I just think, you know, at Christmas, that's one of the times that I see a lot of movies. And I see a lot of movies. I want to see them with my kids. I want to see them with my wife. I want us to watch them together. And so we wanted to create one of those inspirational holiday moments. And I think going into the new year, we just want the audience to feel inspired, and we would love for people to just know that their dreams are possible as well. And we've had a year and a half together of feeling like, you know, maybe all is lost and maybe we can't accomplish our dreams. And I just think we need a reminder that if Kurt Warner can do it, so can I, you know, and I think we need to hit the new year with that kind of inspiration in our own lives. And that's why we made the story. And I love it that this is a multi-generational experience that people can love together and they can see as a family. And most of the time, movie screens or screens in our home divide the family. You know, we want to create things that people can see together. And so I can't wait for people to watch it over Christmas. Christmas Day, it's coming out wide all over America. And I'm really, really excited. That's like booking a huge venue. You know, it's exciting to see such legitimacy for this story.
It should be legitimacy. When I first, who you have as your cast, the story, and when you were growing up through that story, I'm sure you enjoyed it too, just watching the football story of Kurt Warner.
We all, you know, it's funny. Kevin Downs, one of our producers, he was there with Kurt Warner's last start, you know, at Arizona. And it's like, we all have our Kurt Warner story. I remember I was at Lionsgate and I was talking to one of the assistants to the development executive at television. And he said, you know what, Kurt Warner is the reason I stayed in LA to a film career. Like, I wanted to give up, but I saw him accomplish his dream and I stayed. And so this story has inspired millions and millions of people. And the best stories are those that you see yourself in, you know? And so we all came to set with our own sort of Kurt Warner. And as we were dramatizing all these plays, we dramatized them exactly as they happened so that you could cut in and out of the real footage. And there was just this incredible excitement and respect for the material, because we all were huge fans, and he lives up to that hype. He and Brenda are some of those wonderful people I've ever met, and I'm glad to know them. And again, I just think it's a worthy story And it's an American story. And that's why we called it American Underdog. I mean, America is a nation of underdog entrepreneurs and people that will their dreams into existence. And so this is just not only a sports story, it's just a story about the American dream. And that is an invitation to all of us. And so I hope that the audience is as inspired watching it as we were while making it. And I hope they see themselves in it and are reminded again of their own dreams. And it's one of those movies that you just feel great watching, and you feel great as it ends. And you want to watch again, you know, and it's just one of those stories, you know, and it's so good of a story. You couldn't write it. I mean, it's unbelievable what he accomplished and how he held on. And sometimes it's just dreams are those things that if you just stay in it long enough and you just never quit, it's amazing to see what can happen. So
I always talk about staying that course. Keep going. I said that the people that are the most successful keep going all the way through. And it seems like you and your brother, same thing, kept going, right? From the NFL to now. Where is it going?
Well, what do they say? What do they say? Desperation is the mother of invention, I guess. But this is all I've ever done. I mean, first of all, what we get to do, and we sit in service to the fans, you know, anybody that watches the films is, you know, we work for you. But the idea that we get to wake up every day and tell stories that uplift and inspire and think of these ideas and write them on a piece of paper and see them come to life is unbelievable. But I remember my dad, when I was maybe 16, he got my brother and I a camera with money he didn't have. Then he helped me get a loan for $10,000. And that was sort of the beginning of our production company. And he just said, dream bold, dream big, dream the impossible. And we've tried to do that ever since. And then he said, you know, it really takes 20 years to really see a dream realized. And you just have to stick with it. And you have to never quit and never give up. And it was almost 20 years to the month from that moment to when I can only imagine, you know, was the number one independent film in America. And so I just think that's the lesson, that if you really believe in something, if you really believe you're destined to do something or called to do something, maybe the great lesson is just to never give up on that dream. And so many people, I think, quit, and their dream could be right around the corner. That breakthrough moment could be right around the corner. And I've just heard it said, success is long obedience in the same direction. Sometimes you just have to just be the one that just doesn't quit. And that is this story. There are so many times where it's impossible, you know, for this story to happen. The idea of this one double quarter, this tiny school in Iowa, he sat the bench for 4 years. He wasn't drafted. I mean, you could not be further away from your dream than Kurt Warner was from his dream. And yet he endured and he believed and he had faith in himself and in his dream and in God. And that faith was realized because he just didn't give up. And I think there's a lesson in there for all of us, you know, and I think there's something that we can see about ourselves. We all have dreams, you know, dreams exactly. That we think people would laugh at, you know.
But if you go after your dreams, you're going to have a fulfilling life, and you have, and the Warners have definitely had that fulfilling life, and they're creating a legacy as you guys are creating a legacy as well. And so I appreciate you coming by again. Christmas Day, the film comes out.
Christmas American Day.
Underdog. Yeah. Check it out. There's a website, right? Where's the best place?
Oh, there's all kinds. Just American Underdog is the hashtag across social media. And I believe American Underdog Movie is the website. And check it out. It's in theaters Christmas Day. Share the trailer. If you want to do something right now, go watch it and share it. And we appreciate your support. We work for you. And it's just so good to get sort of a heartland sense of value and purpose back in the entertainment industry. And we need these things. And it's good to champion stories like this and champion themes of faith and dreams, you know. And
I appreciate you, John. Yeah.
Stuff that uplifts and inspires. So thanks for getting the word out and thanks for being a fan. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you coming by. I'm a huge fan of the Warners, especially Kurt. And who knows when the red carpet love to come out to cover that. So
come on out. I think it sounds great.
Yeah. What is the red carpet? Well, let me know.
I don't even know. I think it's in LA. I'm in a stage of life where I go where they tell me to go, you know, and trust good people, but it's somewhere in LA. Join us.
All right. All right. Sounds good.
Tell them I invited you.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I appreciate it, guys. Take care. Thanks again.